This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers, and welcome here if you are just joining us for the first time and tuning in. I am so happy to have you here, and I am, as always, excited to dive into this week's episode, and I am putting myself on blast. I am calling myself out. This episode has been sitting in my bones for a long time, and I can finally see it clearly. I've finally gotten to the point where I can see it for what it is, rather than what I've been calling it. Today, I want to talk about how I became addicted to healing. And how I finally broke free. Because let's be honest, healing culture is wild right now. All over, everywhere you look, you're seeing shadow work and nervous system healing and inner child work, every kind of work. But what happens when the work becomes the problem? What happens when we get stuck in this cycle of healing and continuously seeing ourselves as broken? Are we actually healing anything, or are we perpetuating the pain that we're in? 2018 broke my body story open. Lost IUD, fibroids, anemia, and then a whole cascade of problems that have been going on since then, literally until the past like 3 months. I went from effortless health and never having any issues to constant crisis. Up until 2018, I barely got sick. My body was so chill. I was always in this place of health and vibrancy, and it was just something that I never thought about because it was always working. It was always just something that was happening for me, was good health. And then the IUD got lost in my uterus and chaos erupted. Once I got it out, that's when things really started getting bad. And I thought, well, once I get this evil foreign object out of my body, then I'll be fine. But actually, that's what created so many more problems for me. Surgery, blood loss, doctors saying hysterectomy, and I became obsessed with fixing myself. I saw myself as broken. It was something that I had never encountered before to be so sick, except when I was a kid, I had constant strep throat. But for my entire adult life, I was very healthy, and this was jarring to me because my physical health had never been on the line like this, and I was completely out of water. I was out of my depth. I had no clue what to do, where to start, how to continue to live a normal life with all of this going on. I was doing tea, supplements, meditations, medications, going on Google deep dives that really made things way worse, seeing doctor after doctor, specialist after specialist, and none of it worked. And I continued telling myself, nothing's working. None of this is working. I'm going to be stuck like this forever. And my days evolved around dysfunction. Healing had stopped feeling like freedom, like what I was after and what I wanted, like the outcome to be healed. I was stuck in healing, in the continuous cycle, the loop, the process of the action of healing, and I never actually fully became healed until recently. It was a full-time job. And if I missed anything that was in my very regimented protocol, I would have anxiety about it, and I would think, I messed this all up, there's got to start from ground one, you know, ground zero. I had all of these things in place and now I missed a day of supplements. I didn't do my tea, and I would have this anxiety, which I came to understand is pretty common when it comes to health and having so many doctors and specialists tell you they don't know why this is happening. They don't know how to fix it. The only option is to go on birth control or to get a total hysterectomy. Neither of those were options for me. Not only do I want to have children, but I just don't believe in synthetic birth control, and I don't think that that is the fix. Like, what is the root of the problem? And rather than searching for the root, I focused on the symptoms. I got lost in the process of healing rather than taking steps that would actually help me heal. I had given my power away. And most recently, I was working with a naturopath, and in our first call, which was in May of 2025, I handed my power to her on a silver platter. And I was like, please help me. Fix me. I wanted some magic pill. I wanted something. I was living in so much panic. My body was vibrating. I was electric with the panic that I was carrying around all of the time. And this wasn't helped by the past 3 years of my life of my dad getting sick and dying. My husband's sobriety, losing 3 family members, 1 to suicide, my mom being in the hospital, my dog having 3 surgery, like on and on and on. And you've heard me talk about this on this podcast, but if you're just joining us, I'm giving you the very, very, very high level rundown. But within all of this, we moved from Denver to Phoenix. I had surgery. We just did the most and life was handing me the most in such a short period of time that not only was I in external panic, of which I couldn't control because all of these things were outside of my control, I was in internal panic because even with everything going on in my life, I was also unwell. I was sick. And I didn't know how to get out of that. And I had no clue how to manage all of the things that were going on outside of me, in addition to all of the things that were going on inside of me. So in this first meeting with my naturopath earlier this summer, I was just like, here, like, fix me. Like, here's all of my power. I am in such desperation for relief, for something to change, to know that I am at least on the right track. And I was addicted to the familiarity of panic. I said, fix me. And she looked me dead in the eyes and said, that's not my job. And I was pissed. I was like, what am I paying this money for? Naturopaths aren't covered by insurance and they're not cheap. I was so frustrated. I felt like I had wasted money. I was wasting time. I wasn't going to get where I wanted to go. She didn't have the magic pill that I was so desperately searching for. And I had to calm the fuck down before I could actually start seeing healing. And it turns out everything was in the gut. All of my issues have stemmed from gut dysbiosis, leaky gut, riddled with pathogens, being severely malnourished and stressed and so disconnected that I was living in pure panic. But what happened is that I finally calmed down. When I found out that my adrenals were blown and that I had no cortisol in my body, like absolutely zero, I had no choice but to calm down, but to work on my nervous system. The whole time that I was going through all of the trauma of the past 3 years, I stayed at this really high level of internal panic, and it became so familiar that I just kept replacing things. So after my dad died, I replaced that with work. I replaced that with health. I finally dove into what was going on with me because I'd put myself on the back burner to take care of him and to just manage everything that was going on with the family. And I didn't realize how much I was perpetuating this panic. And now I've moved into purpose. So I've moved from panic to purpose and realized that I had this obsession, this compulsion for healing that kept me in this loop. But I'm not saying that everything is energy. I took a ton of supplements, a lot of medicine over the summer to heal my gut. I did a lot of meditations, a lot of just internal calming down, a lot of stress management. So this wasn't just like, you know, positive thinking, Abraham Hicks, stay in the vortex shit. Obviously, I'm not going to dose you with toxic positivity here on Love, Light, and Black Holes. But this was a really pivotal turning point for me because healing addiction isn't about intention. It's about control. I had to be in control because so much of what I was experiencing in life was out of my control. And Ginny Clark, who is an incredible woman, I highly recommend you look her up, calls it performative spirituality, using consciousness work to manage uncertainty. And in this place of deep uncertainty, I was grasping for anything. And so this healing addiction that I was in, this state of seeing myself as continuously broken became my norm. And I would think if I could do just enough work, maybe I could control the uncontrollable. But that's not healing. That's panic disguised as devotion. That's me bypassing my own shadows. And while I'm here teaching shadow work, talking about shadow work, building my whole career around it, I was fine addressing other shadows that would come up. I mean, hello, my dad died. Like, that is the biggest trauma that I've experienced outside of surviving a terrorist attack in India in 2008. So I am addressing these shadows, but this one about my health felt so big, so scary. I think because it was so unfamiliar that I'd never experienced this kind of health dis-ease before, that I just didn't know what to do with it. And I was getting these dopamine hits by trying so many different things. And the body just isn't just addicted to substances. It gets addicted to states. And I was addicted to the state of healing, to the state of seeing myself as broken, to having these highs of trying something new, a different supplement, a different protocol, and seeing the tiniest fraction of relief, and then being like, okay, this is it. And then diving even further deeper down when that didn't stick, because my body just didn't have the capacity to hold anything, to actually experience healing. Everything that I was doing with the supplements and the protocols and all of the things that I was taking and doing weren't getting me above ground level. I was so far below ground level that everything was just bringing me almost up and then chucking me back down even further. And I've been in this place, in this state, for 7 years. For 7 years, I have been living on these dopamine highs and drop dead breakdown lows, freaking out, spending way too much time on Google, and now ChatGPT, Googling my symptoms, staying up until so late. And I had this health anxiety that kept me in this cycle of, oh, here's something I'll try. And then I would get really excited about it and really hopeful. And then I would drop back down again. Neuroscientist Dr. Candace Pert discovered that emotions create biochemical addictions. Your body literally craves the peptides of certain emotional states. So each breakthrough hits the brain with dopamine and relief, like a spiritual slot machine. And I was hooked on the high. I would find one thing, I would keep going, it would fail, and then I would be back down. And this was constant. I accepted it. I had become so accustomed to living in this state that I didn't even see it. Everything that I was doing would pump me up and then drop me back down. I was chasing safety in panic's costume, saying, I want to heal. I want to be fixed. But that insinuated that I was also broken. And I totally, totally lost myself in this until very recently. The past 3 months have been trending in the right direction. Everything is looking so much better. I'm having a fraction of the symptoms that I was having before. Of course, like I mentioned, I spent a whole summer of doing massive gut healing and eradication and just like killing off, which I had die-off symptoms that felt like I was having a flu, I would have a fever, I had the chills, my whole body was achy. There was a lot going on, but I was also coming into this place of safety and trust and connection with my body because I had stopped listening to her. And what I have been moving through these past 7 years is how I've abandoned my body, how I have rejected my body, how I have not listened when she's been screaming, because what she's been screaming about was inconvenient at the time. And it meant that I would have to do a lot of things that I didn't necessarily want to do. But I kept myself in this state because I wasn't listening. And if you stop listening to your body, if you stop listening to your intuition, they're going to say, all right, well, you know what? We're not needed here. So let's just sit over here in the corner and be quiet while this bitch goes on a fucking chaos craze and does whatever she wants, because whatever we're saying doesn't matter. It doesn't work. It doesn't carry weight. And it's not important. So we're just going to shut up. And this is what happens when you continuously betray and stop listening to yourself. And this is exactly what I did. But healing in general has become this industrial healing complex. I mean, we are told constantly that we are not good enough, whether it's in beauty, whether it's in health. There's always a new supplement. There's always a new diet. There's always a new workout, there's always a new fasting, there's always something new to bring us to this place of healing. But healing, that ing at the end, means that it's continuous. It's ongoing. Healed means it is done. So if we are always healing, if we are always being marketed endless upgrades for our quote unquote brokenness, new workshops, new supplements, new shadow courses, which I'm also creating, then are we ever really going to be to a place where we are happy with who we are, where we're just okay with this? This cycle of dependency on healing itself is a fucking trap. And what I realized is that I was stuck in this place of panic, for sure, fear, but also seeing myself as broken and seeing myself in this unending healing cycle. People are addicted to their wounds because they give them identity. Carolyn Miss said that. People are addicted to their wounds because it gives them identity. And I realized that I was becoming identified with someone who had fibroids, with someone who was anemic, with someone who was temporarily infertile, with someone who had all of these issues. And it gave me some kind of, I don't know, edge, or I kind of got off on it, that I was like, oh, I'm troubled, I'm flawed, I've got all of these things that I'm working on, and woe is me, and I'm never one to complain. But I've looked back and called myself out and realized that there was a part of me that enjoyed the attention that I got from being so sick, from bleeding out so much. And I don't want attention for that. And I'm calling myself out on air, quote unquote, here with you, so that I'm not standing up here acting like I've got it all figured out, giving you shadow work tips and tricks and theories and all of these things that I've been talking about on this podcast that I built my entire career out of, that I'm writing a book on, and not stand up here and tell you that I'm also still working on my shadow, that I'm not perfect, obviously, but that I am working on things in real time so that you can see that there is never going to be a point where you have it all figured out, where you've got everything sorted, you don't have one thing to work on in your life, and you're just sitting on your mountaintop taking in the sights. You are always going to be working on something, but you don't have to continuously see yourself as broken. And what I changed with the mindset shift that I've experienced this past 6 months, but especially this past three, is that I trust my body. And I've been apologizing to my body every day. I recorded a meditation for myself with subconscious reprogramming, with a whole layer of music and subliminals and all of these different things that I want to work on, so that I can move into a place of trusting my body and getting out of this place of panic. Because in addition to my own health declining over the past 7 years, my life was also insanely chaotic and traumatic and sad and heavy and heartbreaking. And so I didn't have safety anywhere. And my nervous system got fried along with my adrenals. And my gut was in dysbiosis because I was carrying so much chronic stress, which just had a cascade effect. So as I've been working on all of this, I'm realizing that this dependency on healing itself is really not the vibe. Like, this isn't where I want to be. And then I started realizing, well, then who am I if I'm not healing? Who am I if I don't have fibroids? Who am I if I just have this perfect health? I've attached to this for so long, for the past 7 years, that it's become part of my identity, part of who I am, part of what I lead with. Not like I introduce myself and I'm like, hi, I'm Morgan, I have fibroids. I'm bleeding out right now. But it has become something that comes up often, especially with other women. And I don't want that. And who am I if I'm not overcoming something all the time, right? And I've had to totally rewire my identity with this healing that I've been doing, with my symptoms and with what I've been diagnosed with. And I'm sure that I'm not alone in this. And I'm sure that whatever you're moving through, whatever your diagnosis is, even if it's ADD or ADHD, and then you attach to that, you identify with it, and then it becomes the excuse for everything. I mean, I would cancel plans, change trips, do so many different things that kept me in this place of realizing that I wasn't ever actually going to be healed, that I was truly still living in panic. I wasn't giving myself the opportunity to get out of it because I kept creating it. and my body has been calling bullshit. It doesn't want this anymore. I have like graduated, and I don't know if it's just everything that's going on this year. We have a 9 year of completion. All of the outer planets have changed signs. We're in the snake year of death and rebirth. There's so much pointing to this being ending and this being finished. But when I think about it, when I feel into my body, I literally in my bones feel like timelines have collapsed. I feel like I have come into a place where I am actually done with this. I've learned the lesson. There just is this feeling of completion inside of my body that I don't need this anymore, that I don't need these fibroids anymore. There was something that I needed. I needed to go on this health journey. I needed to go on this deep dive. I needed to understand my body on a deeper level. And let me tell you, I am an herbalist. I am basically a nurse. I know so many things. I can read my own labs. Like what I have gained through this process is education. It's sovereignty. It's advocacy. I have had to advocate for myself to doctors' faces who just wanted to put me on birth control or just wanted to do a hysterectomy and tell them no, and advocate for myself while I'm shaking and sweating and terrified because that's not the answer. I don't have the answer. I don't know who does, but I'm not doing this. And so what I've gained is truly so much strength and education and depth. What I have lost is a shit ton of blood. And I lost some of my power. I've gotten it back now, but I realized that I was continuously giving it away. I was in such a place of powerlessness that I felt that there was nothing I could do. And I just wanted everything to end, but I didn't have the energy to actually do it. I mean, chronic anemia along with blown adrenals, along with gut dysbiosis, like my doctors were literally like, how are you even getting out of bed right now? Nonetheless, performing highly in all of the areas of my life. But all of that work, all of that energy, and my body was still in panic. So now my body has called bullshit. It has gotten so sick of its own shit, which I talk about all the time having to happen in shadow work. That is the first step. You have to first become so sick of your own bullshit that you get to a place where you want to stop, where you just can't spend one more second living in the same place, in the same state, in the same mindset. So I started listening. I started apologizing to my body. I started really diving in. That meditation that I recorded that I mentioned, I listened to that in the morning and at night, right when I wake up and right before I go to sleep, right when the subconscious is most impressionable. And I am working on my actions throughout the day that if I miss tea or if I don't take supplements, it's not the end of the world. And I don't move into panic and I don't move into dread and I don't think, that's it, I've screwed up everything and now nothing is going to work. Because what I am seeing is that things are working. And I'm feeling so much better. And every day I'm whispering to my body, I love you. I'm here with you. I've got your back. And now I'm moving into a place of integration. Rather than constant excavation, I am moving into this beautiful place of integrating, of really pulling back and seeing what I've done to myself, how I've kept myself in this, how I have played a role in my own demise, in my own health, in my own mental state, in my own mental health. There's been so much that I have perpetuated that I am now forgiving myself for, which is a huge key in shadow work, and giving myself the grace that I didn't for years. For years, I was confused because I was excavating, but I wasn't evolving. I was digging deeper and I wasn't healing. I thought the deeper I dug, the more I'd grow. But real healing is quiet. It's not in the fireworks. It's in the quiet moments where you just say, I love you to your body, where you make one choice instead of the other, where you start with your actions and start seeing those little actions add up over time. And you stop identifying as broken and start embodying wholeness. And I talk about the disco ball soul all of the time. And this is a cornerstone of my platform, of my message, And I saw myself as shattered for so long. I didn't see my brightness. I didn't see my brilliance. I didn't see my light. I wasn't this beacon that I've always been. I was a whole bunch of shattered mirrors on the ground, not knowing where to even start to pick them up. But now that I moved from panic to purpose, I am seeing how much healing was controlling my life. But once I surrendered, once I stopped forcing my body to perform, the healing started happening through me, not to me. I became the channel, the bridge between worlds, between drawing down the cosmic, infinite energy that I needed and drawing up from the earth the stability and grounding and anchoring. To be strong does not mean to tighten our grip, but to open our hands. And what I have learned through this journey is that this softness, the ways that I have been able to stop gripping and attaching and being so rigid, have given me so much more strength than any rigidity and attachment ever did. And I was so afraid that if I loosened my grip, I would lose everything. But now what I'm realizing is that tightening was the panic, and now this loosening is the purpose. It's simpler, it's slower, it's saner. I feel better. Healing isn't the destination. Like, what if we're healing so much, we're focusing on healing so much that we're not living, that we're not going out there and we think, well, when I'm healed, I'll do XYZ. Like, when's that gonna be? I have no clue, because I have yet to arrive, and I'm pretty sure I never will. Not that I'm not saying I'll never be healed and complete with this chapter and pregnant and happy and with babies and with a uterus and a womb that knows that I'm with her instead of against her, seeing her as an enemy. I keep telling my womb, the womb wars are over. The womb wars are over. But now that I'm seeing myself in a different way, I'm realizing that this constant excavation, this constant obsession with healing, actually makes things worse. It keeps you seeing that you are broken, and you're not. Maybe you don't need another course, another ceremony, another fix. Maybe you just need to live the life your healing was preparing you for now. To laugh, to rest, to create, to be messy and magnificent, to go out and do the things, to book the plane ticket, to make the call, to go on the date, to take the job, to just get out and start living and start pushing yourself past these barriers that you've built. When I stopped chasing light and when I really dove into the dark and just let it be, I became luminous. And I've done this 1,000 times, but never with my health. And this piece was so scary. It felt so much bigger than any of the emotional wounds and triggers and things that I was dealing with. I mean, I could dive into the shadow of surviving the terrorist attack in India all day. I can dive into the shadow of losing my dad in the past 3 years, because it's manageable. But my physical health was something that I was so afraid to go into, because I thought it meant that I was broken. I was making all of this happen. And I truly believe that the body keeps the score, and that's an incredible book, highly recommend. But as I'm unpacking all of this in real time here with you, I am realizing how much I was keeping myself stuck. And I know I'm not alone. And if you're moving through something like this too, take a step back, take a break, take a day off and see how you feel. See how much you can lessen this attachment, this fear, this anxiety around healing. And whether it's your personal health or your physical health or your emotional health, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. Because we're all working on something. And healing is never about being triggered. It's about not betraying yourself when you are. Healing isn't the point. Living is. You can't alchemize what you're addicted to. The shadow isn't your sickness, it's your superpower. But only once you stop mining it for meaning and start letting it move you. This is so alive for me, y'all. Please let me know what this is bringing up in you. I'm seeing so much around on social media and in my own personal circles about this idea of perpetual healing. And everyone is now so focused on the nervous system, which is great. I love this, but it also is becoming trendy. So let me know how this lands. Let me know what's coming up for you. You can always email me magic@lovelightandblackholes.com. Hit me up on Instagram, but let me know where this lands for you because I'm just so curious. And this is building something great. This is moving towards where I actually want to be focusing my work and my life. And now that I've experienced this darkness, I know that there's so much more behind it to uncover. This is just the beginning. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.